Welcome to Podcastify, your personal generative AI podcast. Ever dreamed of living off pure passive income? Dividends, baby. That's the ticket.
Right? Rental properties, blogs, even selling music, so much work. Dividends, cash just appears in your account.
Exactly. It's the ultimate set it and forget it income stream. Almost. You should probably check your portfolio now and then, you know?
But the big hurdle, that million-dollar myth. Articles screaming you need millions to retire early. It's daunting.
Totally. But don't despair. There's a way to reach dividend nirvana without winning the lottery. Let's break down some real-world scenarios.
Let's say, hypothetically, you want $4,000 a month. A comfy number, depending on your lifestyle, of course.
First up, the classic dividend growth approach. Johnson & Johnson, a staple, good company, but at a 2.45% yield, you'd need nearly $2 million invested. Ouch.
$2 million, that's a lifetime of saving for most. What about REITs, Realty Income, a popular choice?
Better yield at 3.95% monthly payouts. Still, you're looking at over $1 million. Not exactly early retirement territory.
So higher yield is key. Altria, the tobacco giant, 7.27% yield, tempting.
I see. Much lower investment needed, around $660,000. But relying on one company, risky. What if they slash their dividend? Diversification is crucial.
Got it. Spread the risk. But finding that sweet spot of high yield and stability, tricky. You mentioned covered call ETFs?
Bingo. Relatively new, but game changers. QAPLD. They sell covered calls, generating juicy dividends. QL, highest yield, but lower price appreciation. And NUSI offer more balance.
So, with NUSI, you'd need around $616,000 for that $4,000 monthly goal. Still a chunk, but less than $1 million.
And QILD, even better, around $490,000. Plus, reinvest those dividends, and the snowball effect kicks in, lowering your initial investment even more.
Way more achievable than the traditional dividend growth route. But higher risk, right? And taxes.
True, it's not a magic bullet. Diversify, understand the risks, and don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Absolutely. Even a smaller dividend stream can make a huge difference. Supplement income, pursue passions. It's about options.
Couldn't agree more. Key takeaway? Get started. The sooner you dive into dividend investing, the sooner you'll see those rewards. And hey, check out the QI Gang subreddit for more insights.
Great advice. Thanks for breaking it down.
Thanks for listening, everyone. And until next time on Podcastify, happy investing. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.